Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Liquor Talk. A new episode starts now. Welcome to another edition of the Liquor Talk podcast. It's your pod boss, Victor. And today, it is the guys only round Father's Day edition of Liquor Talk. We got five black men on today's podcast, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to have a great, great talk for y'all. Let's go around the horn. We finally got a full house with the guys only round with Don, Marco, and Juggy for the first time in forever. Don, Marco, Juggy, how y'all fellas doing?
I am doing well. So happy to be back.
Ready to talk about the topic.
You know, I'm blessed and still black, as always.
Yes, blessed and still black. Hey, I'm blessed and still black, too. But today we got a guest on. Coming, podcasting out of Texas. He's the host of the Man Cave with Del P podcast. He's the man that bring everybody on his Instagram live. He had yours truly on. It's Del P. How you doing, my brother? Yes. Welcome to Look and Talk, man.
Good. I appreciate the love. Appreciate it, man.
And look, listen, we got to start off this episode because, you know, this episode comes out on Father's Day. So we got to start it out with shout out to all of my dads out there. Happy Father's Day to all my black dads out there who are doing their thing, who are grinding, who are taking care of their kids, who are stepping up and being that motherfucking dad. You are the shit. Us black men, we are pulling for y'all.
Thank you so much, Victor, because, you know, all these bitches are my sons.
Tell me how you really feel, Marco.
Well, you know, I got a little bit of crown in this cup, so you know, I'll let you know when the episode, you know, gets a little bit deeper.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? You got the crown. I'm on the tequila, so hey, we definitely gonna go in and Juggy on the Black Girl Magic.
Support black businesses.
Yes, yeah, support black businesses. Now we got Deb wanting to put on the spot. Del P. Can you hear me?
He over there cutting his apple.
Yeah,
he's cutting the apple and turning off the mic.
Oh, he said he being a dad at the moment.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's fatherhood right there.
Work
on the podcast while still being a dad. So you want me to come back to you, or you want to finish cutting that apple?
Let's go.
All right, Del P. Tell the people about your platform. Tell people about your podcast.
Oh man, first of all, I got more than one. That's number one. Man Cave with Del P is strictly based. It's a platform built for us men, man, to give us a chance to come and say what we have to say, you know, without being interrupted and then, you know, being able to be heard and understood. That's why I built that platform for us to have, because we don't really have one. If you really think about it, a lot of these black entertainers get famous and then they feed off of the women in the crowd, like Steve Harvey and any other black celebrity you can think of. Really think about it. Look at Steve Harvey's show. How is it that you keep lifting all these women find men, but you don't ever do nothing for them? But you wrote a book about us, which you didn't write, but you co-signed. It just goes a lot. Hey, baby. It's a lot that goes into that. So that's what I built my platform for. So it's that. And then you got Tuesdays I do a Talking Up with Del P, where it's everybody can come in, just chop it up, bring in the subject. I got the conversation. And then I got a new one coming out next Wednesday called Change Perspective with me, just Red and Ringo from We Need to Talk, and Red from a Cold Red podcast. So we working out, y'all.
Yes, and I appreciate you for having me on, by the way. That was fun.
Y'all, and the rest of y'all, more than welcome. Man, K, Del P, pop up. You jumping alive. I got you. That's how it is. It's all about... I mean, like, if you want to be successful, man, the correct collaboration also.
Yes, yes, always. The correct collaboration definitely goes far. So talk to me, how are you feeling about fatherhood? Now, like I said, you are a dad, so happy father. First of all, happy Father's Day to you, you know what I'm saying? You holding it down and you doing your thing. So how are you feeling on this Father's Day?
Same way I've been feeling for the last 12 years. I don't give a shit. You know why that? Because I'm gonna tell you why that Father's Day thing don't carry no weight for me. Because I ain't a dad for one day. I'm a dad every day. So, you know, and then if we being honest, man, it doesn't really resonate for us when you think about it. Where are the dinner specials, the gifts, and the sales and all that for Father's Day? Get that? We don't think about it. When Mother's Day come around, man, the restaurants from Olive Garden to Applebee's. They got Mother's Day special. Dads get IHOP and Denny's and Home Depot. I don't want to always work on shit. I want to know. I'm dead ass. I'm being serious. No,
he's right, though.
I ain't never thought about it like that. That's true as fuck. Yeah.
You know what? You know what? They are. We're number 20 on holidays celebrated. Number 20.
Damn, number 20. Exactly. Damn.
You can't even think of 18 outside of Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Right.
Like, I mean, while Marco's over here trying to think about it,
Halloween is more important than Father's Day.
And that's an issue because there's definitely a lot of real dads out here. They exist. I see them. They don't get love on the mass media, especially not black fathers. We know what the stereotypes are about black fathers right now. Yeah. And to be 100% honest with you, you know, it's just not true. You know, there's a lot of black fathers out there. Not really taking care of their children. So it's, you know, it's definitely a big issue. But 20th on the list, I didn't know it was that bad.
I didn't know it was that bad either.
I only stopped at 10. I can't think past 10, and I added Christmas and Thanksgiving.
That mean Easter come before us, Columbus Day, Martin Luther King Day, Juneteenth.
Oh, I don't
shit. If y'all want to be honest, let me ask y'all something, man. It's me, right? I ain't got nothing against Pride Month, but I felt like for some reason this year it just got over, like it went extremely hard this year, and it's like you overshadowed Father's Day.
Ooh. God damn it, Marco! God damn it! He had a good thought, and then his
phone. No, I feel about it. Because I'm going to be very transparent in this statement, because I feel the same way. When June 1st came around, I do feel like social media, it was rainbow flags and happy Pride Month, and it was like crazy. Me. And I had to sit back and just be like, well, last year, what was we doing around this time? I listened to a few of my episodes. I went back to a couple of y'all episodes, and I was like, probably wasn't talked as much as last year as it is this year because of the George Floyd thing was going on. So George Floyd overshadowed the whole Pride Month. But I do get what you're saying. It's just like, now it's just Pride, and Juneteenth, but where's Father's Day?
Agreed. Well, see,
I don't want nobody to take it. It's no shade to them, though.
I feel like it's not even because the whole Pride like celebration thing with like the banks turning rainbow colors and all that stuff, all that is capitalism, that means nothing, whatever. I think it's going extra hard this year because it's to take the focus back off of black issues, Father's Day and Juneteenth. Because I feel like it's like, all right, that's all we're gonna go ahead and change the narrative, and if you get behind Pride, it's like, oh, see, we're still being inclusive. But it takes the attention off of how rough last year was. It's going back to normal. That's what I think it is.
And I also want to piggyback on the Don B. There's this situation in Washington, D.C. at Nelly's Sports Bar. It's a gay sports bar. But they have Black Lives Matter. But they also have a police flag hanging from their bar.
Yeah, they're contradicting themselves.
And I'm like, you can't, in my opinion, you can't support all three. You can't support Pride, you can't support Black Lives, and you can't support the police, all in one, excuse me.
I think what?
It's a way to do it. I ain't saying it's not possible, but it's a way to do it. It's definitely a way to do it. Because it's one of those things, like, you gotta change the perspective, because it's like, not all blacks are bad, not all white people are racist, not all people that are in the Pride community, like, it's a lot of ways you can do it, but if we keep allowing society to point us in that direction, you will always feel like we can't come together. But it's bullshit, because half the time people don't really care enough. The society makes you care. Social media makes you care, because think about it. When stuff happens, the first thing you do is hit social media, and then as podcasters, that's why you don't really see me do it. The moment it hit the news, then we come podcasting about it. For what?
I think there's a couple ways to look at this issue. With you got Father's Day, Pride Month, and you also have Juneteenth. Now, for a lot of Black people, Juneteenth was already an extremely important holiday, and it's become more popular, I'd say, the last 10 years or so, because the things that keep happening to us in this country systematically, whether it's police shootings, education, what happens to us in the workplace, so on and so forth. Then you got Pride Month. So you have two prides. You have sort of a white pride on one side, and you have a Black pride on the other side. And there are distinct differences between the two, because the way a lot of Black LGBTQI people get treated in these LGBTQI circles is not good. They also, on top of them being LGBTQI, they also get discriminated for being Black. So you have that dichotomy. You have still have Father's Day. And I want to make a distinction. My dad was a real father. He did not have his father growing up. He didn't have one. The whole time he was growing up, he didn't have one. He made sure me and my siblings had the foundation we need to be successful in life. And there are a lot of Black men like that. And we need to sit back and say, when we look at social media and we see, you know, women who have children or whatnot, they say it's Happy Father's Day to me. That's not right. That's dysfunctional. When we see Father's Day, fathers not getting gifts when they're taking care of their responsibilities, that's not right. So we have a lot of things going on at one time. And I think that there's a way for us to intersect all three, where we take care of everybody in the community and also recognize that a national holiday. You guys see the shirt that I got on, it says 1865. They said they want to make it a national holiday. It's 2021. They want to make this a national holiday, but at the same time, six major key states around the country abandoned critical race theory. So which one is it? Do we really want to celebrate Juneteenth and the history that comes with it? Or is it just performance of politics? We really got to ask
ourselves. It is, but...
Yes, it is. It definitely is politics, isn't it? And it's like we got to definitely ask ourselves that, because I'm looking at the six states that are banning, using their flexing their white privilege muscle by banning things that talk about our history and stuff. And then not to mention the 43 states that are now all of a sudden they claiming voter fraud. Now they're putting in laws to restrict our voting, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, what the fuck do y'all really want from us? And y'all always trying to put us against one another. You're trying to put the good police officers, the pride, and Juneteenth all together. You're trying to put us all together, so all against one another, when really there are ways we could just celebrate everything and incorporate everything.
I don't...
With that being said,
decisions on this, I just don't think that you can support all three and be a good human. Just from the incident at Nelly's, it was a Black woman that got dragged from the top of a staircase all the way down.
Whoa.
And then the next day, they're rallying outside of the bar, and then there's Black cops in front of this white bar supporting the business versus supporting the Black lives that actually matter. That when you see all the videos in Washington, D.C., it's right above the entrance of their door. It just don't make sense to me.
And I get you with that, but I want to go back to something. I don't think people realize how important Juneteenth is down here in Texas, because I'm from Texas.
Same.
So people don't realize how it affects us down here, because we were one of the last ones. They held on to us as long as they could, and then it's like, all right, boom. But now it's like the world is finding out, and now they're trying to like, hey, let's try to find a way to dumb this down, because Texas is one of the top states that everybody want to come to, right? But if you get this stigma, you start losing money. People don't want to come to Texas. The scariest thing in life is multiple Black men coming together and making money. It's the most scariest thing in America. Never forget that. Multiple Black men successfully getting money together is the most scariest thing in America. That's why they're going to keep us separated, because then we're going to start going back into our household. You got to remember, it's not a lot of Black men in households, because that's how they did it. Why you think you can't get food stamps as a man in the house?
Mm-hmm.
Food stamps was never made for us. That was for white people back when World War II happened. That wasn't for us.
And y'all know more. More white people.
Exactly. Is, hey, I'm gonna put these drugs right here in these apartment complex. That's why the police circle around the projects. It's an easy snatch, man. Come on, I got 19 projects, 19 apartments. Think about it. It's 19 apartments by each other, but these are called projects.
Literally, project. Literally, our projects.
In my projects, we dig in my projects.
They call projects in where we at, but they call duplexes where they at. You know what I'm saying?
Right. They call them projects down here.
Yeah. They call projects. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Liquor Talk. The more you drink, the better we sound. So go ahead and pull you up some liquor, because the more you drink, the better we sound. And we're going to sound a whole lot better.
Ladies and gentlemen. Are you on the gym? Oh, man. I like this dude already. I like because we drink to our accomplishments.
Yes, yes, we drink to our accomplishments.
Yeah, sure.
But real quick, fellas, what's something y'all want to say to y'all dads? You know what I'm saying? What's something y'all want to say to the dads, the five figures?
Stop playing hide and seek.
Damn.
Hide and seek.
Whoa. Wow. He said, you know what? Wow.
You know what? To a degree, I agree with him to a degree. But I'm at a point in my life, I'm like, look, I done did my biological dad, I done did this without you, so hide forever. I don't give a damn. But what y'all think, fellas?
I mean, you said what did I want to say? That's it. Like, if you were playing hide and seek, you should have told me. But you gotta go in and get found too. Like, we could get into that, but I found him, but then he didn't want that. That ain't what he wanna do. Come in though. I speak at his funeral.
Mm. Now, see, Ma knew where he was at. Ma just wanted to make more babies and stuff and just didn't want to be shit. But luckily for him, I'm at peace with him because of, I'll get into why I'm at peace with him. But what y'all think, fellas? LeBron, Jill, and Marco.
Yeah. So I never really had a relationship with my father. He was always incarcerated from the beginning, from when I was born. And then he got out when I was 16. And then he passed away when I was 17. So all I have is like the jail memories and what my family tell me that he did before I was born. So like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what, like, if he was alive today, like, I don't know what I would tell him. But, like, yeah.
What about to the man that played a father figure in your life? Did you have that?
I did.
I
would say thank you for just taking the chance on me and just believing me and believing in me and supporting everything that I just want to do. Because, you know, my vision is very tunnel vision, and I really don't care what the outside world thinks. And I just thank you for just being there and just knowing that I'm, quote unquote, different.
Yes, yes.
See, when you say somebody in your life as a father figure, man, my sister's husband is like a huge influence, huge. Like, I gotta give him credit when credit due, and I spent time with him every Father's Day too. That's why I'm here, over here now, because I gotta go out of town in the morning. So I came over here to cook for him and all that other shit and stay like, you know, value that.
Juggy, I think unless Don disagrees, I think you might be the only one who actually really had their biological dad step up for them.
Yeah, and you know, it doesn't. I don't you take it what? Lightly, you know.
Now, I said, I think out of all the men up on here, I think Juggy's probably the only one that actually had his biological dad step up and be a real dad for him. Unless your dad stepped up for you.
You know, I don't take it like, growing up, I just thought everybody had that. I think when I was around 13 or 14, I realized that that wasn't the case. And by the time I got to college, it was rare to see friends or associates or even meeting people in general who had both parents in their household. And I really think, or what I would like to say to my dad is thank you. I can't say thank you enough. My dad is a person who he'll chastise me. my dad's a person who, if he was wrong, he would apologize. And that I know of, that's a very rare trait for parents in general, let alone fathers. So I just want to let them know that I, you know, I love them. I care about them. I won't let them down. I hope I'm continue to make them proud, you know. And when I have kids one day, hopefully I'll be able to do the same thing that he did for me and my siblings. So that's what I want to say to my dad.
That's real. Don, you got something? Oh, wait. All right, I was about to go to Don, but I'm going to take this for myself. To my Uncle Gene, I want to say thank you for stepping up and being that male role model for me. Thank you for being that dad figure. Because my biological dad wasn't there, and my mother did a pathetic job of putting decent men in my life. But you stepped up anyway, you know what I'm saying? Despite her worst efforts, you stepped up. You stepped up to the plate. I wouldn't be half the man I am today if I didn't learn from you. So I'm grateful for that, you know what I'm saying? So happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. If you're a dad and you're stepping up and taking care of your kids, you get your roses. To the dads out there who aren't stepping up, don't ask for shit for Father's Day. There are some dads that are toxic parents to their kids that would have got the nerve to ask for something on Father's Day. No, you don't get shit on Father's Day if you're being a toxic dad. If you're not stepping up and being there for your kid, don't ask for nothing for Father's Day. This is for the dads that are making an impact on their lives, that are trying to change their kids' lives. You know what I'm saying? Those are for those dads. And I will say something about our generation. Our generation is really stepping up because you see a lot of black dads stepping up. So shout out to all the black dads out there.
I wanted to add to that really quickly. I saw on social media a black guy who made a big post on a graduation cap. Graduation robe says, "I graduated from child support."
Listen, I saw that say too. I was like, "Are you serious?"
Yeah, I understand that child support can be a financial burden to some men. I'm not gonna sit there and say the system ain't messed up, but listen, man, how do you think that child feels when she sees your post now that it's going viral? You graduated from child support. Does taking care of your child to make sure their well-being is taken care of, does that end when they turn 18, or is that something that's lifelong? I'm sure glad that my dad didn't just turn me loose when I was 18 and said, "You're completely on your own. You won't ever get anything from me," because I probably would be in a ditch dead somewhere. I just think that's not good taste. I understand that financial hardships happen, but hey, if you nutted in it, you got to take care of it, bro.
Yeah. It's like, but now, my question for him is, has he been stepping up and still being a dad despite the child support payments is my question. Are you still being a father figure, being there for your kid despite the child support payments? What you got, Marco?
Probably not.
Oh, go ahead.
No, that's all I wanted to say. Probably not.
I think with a lot of these guys, man, because I got a couple buddies that are on child support, and it's like, I understand their perspective and I understand mine. I got three kids and three different women, and I ain't on child support. And one of my baby moms are on child support because I don't play that shit. But that's another story for another time. But I think a lot of guys celebrate that because a lot of times people gotta understand, if say he a truck driver and you put him on child support, they taking the minimum 30% of your check. So it's one of them things, like some guys really be on child support and they actually still all being father figures. And it's like, yeah, that's a relief sometimes, dog, because you gotta remember you're going to work full time, but you're not making a full time payment. So I don't think it's being malicious when they celebrate getting off of it. Dude, you're losing 30% or more off of your check. So it's nothing to the kids. It just depends on the situation. I just don't want to like shy away from guys that still do their job and they're still on child support. So sometimes it is cool to celebrate it because now I didn't work 10, 15 years or however, and I haven't even been making 100% of my check. I'm getting took 30% or more, and I got taxes, and I got insurance if I got that. So am I really, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to really put your mind into that, man. A lot of these cats working 60, 70 hours a week and not even seeing that.
They're really not.
Like, Don, what do you think?
Real quick, Don, what are you thinking? I'm going to come back to you, Marco. Don, there was a man that celebrated being off child support because his child turned 18. What do you think?
I mean, nigga. I don't have any kids, so I don't have a dog in there. But I do feel like it is a little, the stipulations with child support is a little bit crazy. The only relation I have to that is vulnerability. When I was like 19, I got arrested for like a minor in consumption, right? Like I was at a party, we were drinking, and we all get busted. So I'm in jail. There's a dude in there also. He got popped for child support, right? He had a warrant, I guess, that kept him. Who's going to pay and get out? I get out. That was it. About a year later, I was back in that same jail with another minor in consumption. I was 20. You know, the Lord's brought me a long way, y'all. But that dude was still in there. It had been a year. And this is just for child support. He couldn't afford bail, and he was still in there a full year later. And I was just like, how, though? How are you supposed to pay for it if they won't let you out to get it? But he couldn't afford to pay to get out. So it was like a trap. That's what I see. That's all I know.
Marco, what were you about to say?
I had a question. So y'all already know I don't want no kids. I'm not thinking about no kids, and I'm not about to have no kids. Same. But like for the 30% that does get taken out of your check, if you use that 30% to take care of your child, you wouldn't be on child support, right? Or am I not understanding?
No, that's not true. It's perspective, buddy.
It's on child support just because, bro.
Yeah, there's people that live together that
you gotta think about that. It's cats. Like no funny shit. My second son's grandfather is married and was still on child support. Married to the woman that he was on child support with, paying like, wow. And he's fully in these kids' lives, but they split for that moment. So in the way that I guess they do it is, I guess when she gets the check, she just gives it back to him. I guess that's the understanding that they got.
Yeah.
But again, and understand what I'm telling you. 30% is the minimum, bro. That's the minimum that they can take.
But what I'm not understanding is that, like, if, first of all, if we lay down with each other and I know and you, we already know that it's a possibility that we can have a child. So our financial situations should just be talked about before any of that happens. But if I'm going to work,
in a perfect world,
you know how I think. I'm just like,
I know, Marco. Marco, I think the same way. We all think the same way, but in reality.
Oh, okay, in my instance, if I have a child and someone's taking 30% out, but I'm still taking care of the child outside of that 30%, why am I getting taxed 30% out of my check? I can't go to court and vouch for everything that I bought for this child and every weekend. No,
my buddy,
every
Sunday, and every Wednesday. That's considered a gift.
Listen to the man. This man,
I learned something new. I didn't know that.
Juggy, get in here, man. Juggy, you foam at the mouth. Get in. Get in, Juggy.
Now, I don't have kids yet. I don't have kids. You know, I'm married. I don't have kids outside of marriage, anything like that. From what I know from people, friends, associates I have, there's a couple ways that we could look at this. Number one, look, man, if you did the deed, you got to be ready to take care of it. That's number one. With men, we have personal responsibility and personal accountability, period. Nobody holding a gun to your head, another somebody, and you dead ass broke. Number two, depending on how much money you make is depending upon how much they take out of your check. I used to work for Department of Children and Families. And when we did benefits, you would get these cats, attorneys, truck drivers, plumbers, journeymen, all type of guys who make good money. But these guys will have 3 or 4 kids and they're grossing 7-8K a month. The feds, the judge is going to look at your check and say, hey, you have kids. You have a seed that needs to be taken care of. It's not cheap. You got to pay the piper. You should, from a moral standpoint, be willing to do whatever it takes to make sure your children are taken care of. You talk to any parent and ask them how much it costs to take care of a kid. The older they get, the more expensive it becomes.
That's true.
You gotta, you know, we gotta have these conversations within the community as men. Like, hey, man, they give away condoms for free, cuz. I know guys that ran across the border to Canada because they didn't want to pay no child support and take care of their kids.
Damn, niggas really went to Canada to avoid child support?
That, man. We already have a negative stereotype, and I'm not saying it's going to go away, but what I'm saying is we got to break this down step by step. Listen, if you have a kid, if you have multiple kids, the fact of the matter is that you should be willing to do whatever it is to take care of your kids. I didn't say it would be easy. I know that the child support system ain't fair because the criminal justice system ain't set up for us either. So we're all aware of that. But
yeah, if I say down here in Texas, it's just different. So,
Marco, you got the last point. We got to go right there.
I don't know.
What's what I say, Marco?
I just think it should be simple. If I take care of my kid, I shouldn't be on child support. And if I can prove the receipts and all the timestamps, which I shouldn't have to do because it's my child, like, I shouldn't be taxed 30% or more. Period, point blank. And that's across the board. That's across all 50 states.
Look at that facial expression.
Dale like, has that facial expression because he know the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? That
like, is, so. I ain't got no kids, so I respect all the policies out there. No, it does, but like we gotta change the way the government thinks. It's all fucking white people right now.
Yeah, well, that's gonna take some time to change. But ladies and gentlemen, I hope y'all enjoyed that discussion on the fucked up system that is child support. Now, to my black man out there, still take care of your fucking kids, no matter what. If you make them, take care of them. Do not take your ass to Canada. Please don't, because I'm gonna come hunt you down. I'm just fucking with you. I ain't gonna come hunt you now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Look at Talk. The more you drink, the better we sound. So go ahead, pull you up another shot if you haven't done so already. Ladies and gentlemen, I got a question that was submitted by a viewer. A listener submitted this question to me anonymously and wanted my advice on something. And it's gonna get a little shit about to get real. It's about to get a little X-rated. So to all my parents out there, you might want to go ahead and put your kids away, you know what I'm saying? Cause it's gonna get X-rated.
Hide your kids, hide your wives.
Please do. Hide your kids, hide your wives, hide whoever you don't want to listen to this. Hide them right now. All right. They hit it? Good. All right. All right. The question is, so the listener says she lives at home with her boyfriend, right?
Okay.
Her boyfriend would rather watch porn than have sex with her. And she says she's willing to have sex with him. And so my question is, fellas, what the hell? Like, why the hell would you rather watch porn than to have sex with your woman who wants it all the time? Because it's like he's getting his nut off before the day before he goes to work, and he's just leaving me here hanging, and I don't caught him masturbating.
No,
I really want to hit this dude in the face. But fellas,
she already has the answer to her question.
Come on, talk to me, fellas. What y'all think? No, we know the answer, but the lady wants an opinion from men. So you know what? We're going to give her the opinion. What y'all think?
If he straight up would rather not have sex with her, I think the writing's on the wall with that. And no shade to the listener. I'm not being funny, but I'm like, you might need to go ahead and have that conversation. Like, are we still into each other? Like, is there something I can change? Because that's kind of what it comes
down to. No. Y'all not about to do this. Y'all not about to do this live.
To not do it at all.
Go ahead, Marco.
So, like, this might be a little bit personal, so I forgive. I forgive my partner for expressing how I feel right now. But
loose, Marco.
If I want to go to the bathroom and watch some porn and do what I gotta do to get off and not have sex, I'm gonna do it. It's my body. I want to do it. I'm not saying that I don't want to fuck you, but like, I also want to just have a long time with myself. Like, I want to stay like sexually aroused with myself. I always don't want to be sexually aroused with you. What we do is cool. We can do this, X, Y, and Z. Like, I get it. But like, maybe sometimes I just want to just hide away and get in my own world. And like, so I like porn. I mean,
this
porn
is a real,
but like, it's just, I don't know. It's just different. Like, I'll fuck you, and then I can also probably go to the bathroom and handle my own personal business by myself, but I still love you the same fucking way.
Del P, Juggy, y'all want to get in here?
Right.
Go ahead, Del P.
Come on, man.
Hey, man. To each his own, man. I'm not in that household. Do what you gotta do, man.
But if you live with a woman, would you rather watch porn or fuck her? Come on now.
Bro, watching porn and fucking are two different, like, two different vibes.
Yeah, two different things. Like, it is, dog, because it's like, it's times that I done probably knocked something down and maybe 20, 30 minutes later, get on some porn. Like, it happens, dog. Not always gonna be fully pleased, like he said. Sometimes you fucking want to please yourself, but that's for people that's really in tune with themselves, though. Like, if you're not really in tune, like, you don't understand your body how it works, you might be out of there. But I don't know. That's weird. Like, why y'all living together? Is she like the breadwinner or something? Like, I have so many questions. That's why I don't have an opinion.
I do want to say one thing real quick.
Is he doing it? Is he doing it like right in front of her? Like,
right, like, the thing is like, she done walked in on him fapping and stuff a couple of times. And there's been some times they've gone weeks without having sex.
No, all right, that's something totally different.
But wait, different. I just want to let y'all know that this is not like a random thing, it's a real issue. Because my sister had this happen with her boyfriend years ago to the point where, like, I guess she walked in on him. Doing that or whatever, and she had this whole conversation with my other sisters. Then they asked me, like, am I doing something wrong? Is it this and that? And I was just like, first of all, this conversation is too much, but like, it's totally different. But it was a big deal, like, they had to have a real conversation about it. She felt like that, that's what I'm here for, and I'm just like, it's two different things. But just so y'all know, this isn't a random question. This girl's really,
but see, that's my thing. Women act like they don't do that though, but they do. Women tell their face up,
right?
Let me just try to answer this question.
Go ahead.
I know we didn't get enough information to really delve into this. This ain't a damn strawberry letter from the Steve Harvey Morning Show and shit. But let's just try to answer this question, all right? If you are in a relationship with a woman and it's one thing to look at porn, but it's another thing to explicitly choose the porn instead of having sex with your significant other, that's a dysfunction that you need to get fixed before you get in a relationship with anybody else. You know how you do a background check and to see what's going on with a person? That's something that you got to disclose, like, hey, I just prefer doing this and this. You got to let people know that up front. People have needs. When you get into a relationship or you get married, you're not your own person anymore. You have to always consider that other person. And people don't understand, and I can tell y'all this as a married man, people don't understand. When you get married, you cannot make arbitrary decisions anymore. If you want to make arbitrary decisions, do not get in a relationship. Do not get married. You have another person to take care of, love, until death do you part. So you can't disrespect them like that. Imagine how that other person would feel when they experience that. You can't do
it. You really can't do it. I know why I see Marco shaking his head, but I'm just like, you can't do it because there's some single men out here who are like, I'd rather live with a woman, pay help her with her bills, and I get the fuck. Man, I take that in a heartbeat. What the hell, bro, is this, man?
What we can't do is forget about our personal self in relationships. If I want to watch like a schoolgirl and a teacher fuck, but like not imagine like it's us, I should be able to go ahead and bust that nut too. Because obviously you're not comfortable on role playing. I might be thinking about it as like you being the teacher and or whatever the case. You know what? I digress. I'm over it. Nope.
Now, why not go to the damn sex store and buy the goddamn costumes and try the shit?
No, because... Bro, like...
I didn't tell this girl.
I just feel like in relationships, there is a me, there is a us, and there is a you. Like, and it's no disrespect to our relationship or what we got going on, but like, people watch porn all the fucking time. Whether I'm, well, let me backtrack. Right. I watch porn all the fucking time, whether my partner is there, whether they're not there, or it's a fucking mind thing that I just need to, oh, I'm horny right now, and they're at work, and I just need to fucking nut.
Okay, that part I understand. That part I get. I get it. If they're not there, I get it. But if they're there, if y'all in the same house, man.
So is it like if we just got done fucking and you pull up your phone and you on porn, okay, that's a different fucking problem that we need to have a talk about a different fucking day. I get that. But I'm just saying, like, personal moments, like, hey, what if my wife has to work at 6 and I know personally I don't have to be to work till 9. I'm going to fit that extra personal moment in and get what I got to do so I can go to work, and then we come home and we fuck. It's perfectly normal. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So I respectfully disagree. When you're in a relationship, that nut belongs to whoever you with.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. My dick belongs to me.
I don't want to talk.
I'm putting myself on mute because it doesn't.
Totally disagree. I mean, I.
No, because if you separate from that person, does that dick or whatever you're dealing with still belongs to that person?
But if you're that's a different type of situation.
No, it's the same situation. I'm putting myself on mute.
Explain that, please.
Please what? Explain what? What you mean explain?
What he means about the nut belonging to the significant other thing. I need to...
I'm married, so my perspective on this is going to be a little bit different.
Right.
I'm going to speak to what I know. Most heterosexual women, right? Mm-hmm. They're expecting some type of sex activity from you. Now, if you watch porn and y'all have that deal or whatever, that's your business. Ooh. But in this is that big talk about, he said he would rather watch porn than have any sexual contact with her. That's a big effing problem. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you why.
Not disputing that.
You're with somebody, you're living with a person, they're in the flesh. Porn is an act. It's entertainment. You're not pleasing your partner. You have a duty to please that partner as it comes up in y'all's lives, instead of doing that. That's a problem. Why are you living with her? You're wasting her time, wasting her space.
So do you mean, like, you should never masturbate ever again after you're married? Or, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying about, like, not doing it with her. But I'm like, it can't be blanket. Can't you? I'm not asking you, but I'm saying a married person should just never masturbate ever again. Like, you know, your Polly Pocket, and you can do whatever you need, whenever you need to.
Dale, you want to get in here, man? Dale, you got something to say?
Married, please, married man with kids, please talk about it, because like I have put myself on mute, and I don't never do that. I don't put myself on mute.
Marco has.
Let me tell you something. One of the biggest things about being in a relationship is having peace in your household. Okay? And when you, in the situation that Big described from this person that wrote in, that had a question for the room, when you're in a situation like that, that's very hurtful to the other person. You have to have a conversation about what are y'all doing? Because that other person's needs are being completely unfulfilled. It's not just, okay, you know, I jacked off every week. oh, you would rather do this than have any sexual contact with me. That's a fucking problem. That's deeply
that rather word.
That is not. That's not the problem.
Let me ask you. Would you be offended if you came home and your wife, oh, no offense, you know, would you be offended if that was flipped around on you? Would that offend you? Like, you would feel
it's
like...
It's not about offending me. It's about, is she offended? I'm not going to have a problem with it. It's a different context. Guys and girls have... Yeah. Guys compartmentalize everything that they do. Mark. Women don't do that.
Marco is wilding over there.
I never seen one Marco wild like this.
He's been frozen for like 20 minutes. I can't see nobody.
Because listen, period, point blank, nobody I'm in a relationship with, nobody I'm fucking, nobody I'm dating. You're not about to tell me that I can't touch myself. You're not.
No, listen, touching yourself is not the problem, but the problem is we're in the same household and you'd rather touch yourself while I'm there. That's the problem.
Again, I don't give a fuck if we live in together. I'm still going to handle my business. If I need to nut, I'm going to nut. Period, point blank.
All right.
And you might not want to have sex at that very moment, but at the end of the day, I still want to nut.
Bro, you never know with some of these people. You never know. You might have people with high sex drives that you. All I gotta do is look at you and you want to fuck. Let's go,
bro. And like, I respect everyone's opinion, and I say this very respectfully in for the relationship that I have. My sex drive is the highest, so I go ahead and do my business when I need to do it. Period, point blank, and it's no problem in our household.
We're just going to agree to disagree.
Go ahead and sum it up. What you think, man? Just sum it up. What you think?
Man, look, I think it gets to a point of like I definitely understand what Marco had with it. It's like he understands his again. That's why I say he understands his body, so he understands his needs and in that nature. And sometimes, like I said, you could. I don't feel like it's disrespectful until it gets to a point where, like, as the writer said, like, we're not doing it at all.
Right.
So we're not doing it at all, and you're touching yourself. Now it's a disrespect. Now there's an issue there. Now we need to have that conversation. But if we're intimate and I still go out and touch myself, that should be no issue because it could happen while, like, you at work or we got kids in front of us or we out in public. Or like, it could be a moment. Where it's like you couldn't satisfy me at that moment or whatever. I don't think it's like I said, Marco made a hell of a point. Like again, it's with him and even I didn't really catch everybody's name, but he said it too, being married. It's like a duty. It's a job. That comes with it, man. It comes with the territory. Your job is to please your partner. But you can't But to close it out, it only gets disrespectful if we're not sexually active at all. Then it's an issue. Because now it's like, okay, I can get like you doing it and we intimate, but we ain't touching at all. And you in here going hard on yourself. Yeah, we got it.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay.
When you say it like that, okay, I see where you're coming from. If we're not touching or doing anything.
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
I see the problem. But like, if one has a higher than another, right. Okay.
Now we understand.
Somebody's sex drive always gonna be higher than the other. Always, y'all. The sex drive is never gonna match.
Right. So what that we just said is exactly what I was saying. If you want to masturbate yourself, whatever, that's your business. But the reader said, or the listener said, hey, this person would rather do this
instead of touching.
That's a big problem.
You know,
especially
what?
So yes,
now Marco.
You know what? Thank you so much for going back to the question, because if we're not touching each other at all and we're not doing anything, and my partner is doing X, Y, and Z in the bathroom, then we have a problem. But if we're both sexually satisfied with each other and I just need a little extra credit,
yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me.
I just want to add one thing. Mentally,
you're a person, I'm my person, but I also know that when we get it on, we just don't get it on.
But I will say this. You should be touching yourself more than you touching your partner, though.
All right, you added another sprinkles and cherry to the conversation, so I'm gonna end it.
Okay, Don, what'd you have to say?
I'm just saying, sex is work. You know what I mean? And sometimes,
like, I'm tired. Like,
you might think
I work from home and shit, but like, nigga, I'm on this computer looking like all day. I don't want to look at anything. I'm tired.
Marco,
I
just want to fucking funny, dog.
Marco is lit. I love it, y'all.
Sorry, y'all. You said this is liquor talk, right?
That nigga mad
yes,
funny.
This is definitely what happens on liquor talk. Del P, I hope you are enjoying your first liquor talk experience, man. This is what the fuck me and these men do every month.
It's lit.
This is what the fuck we do.
It's lit, dog.
Now, we got to continue the conversation with things we saw interesting on social media. Don B, I'm glad you're back on because I got to turn you loose on this one. So that was a date. A woman goes on a date, right? And right. The man is wearing an Aeropostale shirt. Y'all know what I'm thinking, right?
I'm not talking.
Why do you wear a graphic tee on the first date? And two, why is this woman judging you by what you wear? It's like, and you as a fashion consultant, Don, is Aeropostale out of style?
Yes.
What brands would you not get caught dead in?
Here's the thing. I'm gonna tell you how crazy that sounds.
Label brand person at all, but
there you go.
When you wear something that is branded so strong like that, you put yourself at risk to take those shots. And if we're gonna get technical about it, Aeropostale in some people's eyes, you know, is from a different era. You can still wear it if it's a button up, if it's jeans, people can't see it, but just that logo across there,
that is
out of style, and people are gonna say something. But I let people dress how they want to dress. I'm not a label person. I'm trying to be nice about it,
bro.
Don't do that.
So I got a question, okay? But I'm saying, like, half the time, I don't. It'd be dead. I don't know. I'm so out of tune with so much shit. That's weird.
I mean, he asked me professionally.
Do you look good? Like, whatever the fuck you got on, do you look good? That should be it. I appreciate if you got FUBU and fucking Reebok. Like,
no,
I don't
know. All right, we muted you right now.
Some things do matter now.
Fuck out of here.
Black lives and not wearing FUBU.
Shit don't fucking matter.
Juggy, what you think, man?
That was an example.
Hey, listen, man. As a kid, I could not wear white brands. My body type, I can't wear the Aeropostales, the skinny jeans, the shorts. That'd be all up in my jewel set. I can't wear that stuff, son. It don't fit.
Hey, according to my body type, yeah.
I'm so I can't wear that. And to me, Aeropostale, like, unless we're talking about
yellow for white people, man,
or something like that. Unless we're talking about Fallout Boy or something like that, bro. That's not what I'm gonna wear. But I'm not gonna judge a person because you know what I'm saying. If you're living out on the West Coast, Aeropostale is the thing out there. You know what I'm saying?
I used to fuck up some Aeropostale. Don't get it twisted. Okay.
Yeah, that's why I said it depends on where you live.
Right, where you live.
I'm from the South. But I'm
from Texas, so
like that's what I'm saying. In Texas, we don't like. I'm not gonna diss a chick if she got Timberlands on.
That's true.
But Timberlands is a big brand. Don't use Timberlands as an example.
Not in Texas. Timberlands is not a big thing for us down
but
here.
But Timberland is top like tier.
But Tim's are.
Is it?
I don't know. This is
yes, it is. Coming from New York, Tim's top tier.
Hold on, I'm going to ask you something. If the dude got on polo boots, Timberlands, and what's another brand that make boots?
What?
We'll say Guess. We'll just throw Guess.
Doc Martin.
Don Martin. Okay, cool. All right. Those three brands.
It's definitely, in my personal opinion, it's definitely Timberland, and then it's Polo, and then it's Doc Martin.
Absolutely.
But no. Wait, wait, wait. But I also used to live in Florida where Polo Ralph Lauren is just every
it's
fucking
big player. Out there.
So it's Polo, Timberland, and then Doc Martin.
But
Doc Martin is more of the West Coast.
It's been Doc Martin.
Down South, Timberland's not that big for us.
Yes.
It's not my.
So, you know what? Timberland.
I don't know niggas that wear polos.
All right, guys. All right. Juggy, get in here, man. Get in here. Get in here.
Timberland is also meant for the snow. So, up north niggas, they know about the Timberlands.
She got three things here.
Yeah, exactly. We don't get snow down south. I don't know why niggas wearing Timberland.
Y'all did last year or earlier this year in February.
Florida niggas, they love their brand.
Bro.
You got Flash, you got Region, and then you got What's in Style. Now, if Source Magazine, Complex Magazine,
all right,
and damn, Jim, you made Marco get up.
If they got Air Apostle on there, you better believe they're gonna put it on their Chevy. They're gonna do that.
He's telling the truth,
they
though.
I ain't lying.
He's telling the truth.
No,
and so if it's different. Now, listen, if I move from, you know what I'm saying, Jacksonville, Florida, where I'm from, Duval County, Finance, and I move to San Francisco, Duval. I need to have some Air Apostle in my closet.
No,
you'll be Air Apostle in your closet in any region in 2021. I'm just keeping it real.
I was gonna say, Jiggy, there.
Yeah, I ain't seen nobody wear no Air Apostle.
If I see the logo arrow across your chest,
I don't like ragging on people's style. It is what it is. But I just answer as a professional in the game. I couldn't show up to my client with an Air Apostle shirt. He'd be like, "What the fuck is this?" Like,
exactly.
Nah, I'm good.
See, if I'm on a date with a woman, I'm not wearing no graphic tee. I'll wear a nice polo and call it a day. You know what I'm saying?
It depends. Hold on, hold on, bitch. That really depends on what we're doing. If we've been going like to an arcade. Bro, I'm not wearing no goddamn polo.
I ain't wearing no graphic tee.
No, Victor, we need to grill the nigga in Texas right now.
Applebee's, I might wear a hoodie.
No, bro. First of all, you're not wearing no hoodie on no first date with no girl.
Oh, why the fuck I ain't? What the fuck I ain't? Where we going?
Where are we going?
Bro, we going to feed some ducks. Why the fuck I got a three-piece suit on?
Y'all going to church.
No, I'm not saying a three-piece suit.
Like, come on,
you're not about to have no fucking hoodie on. You're not about to have no hoodie on. You need to look decent. Bro, and you need to look relevant.
Let's say it's December, right?
Bro.
And we going ice skating, right? Let's say ice skating. You want a nigga to wear a three-piece suit going ice skating.
Bro.
Who the fuck goes ice skating?
I'm going to be two different things.
This is what I'm saying. I'm being funny, but listen to what I'm saying. If we going on a date, as far as my attire, it literally determines where I'm going. If we going to a nice-ass restaurant, I guess I'm going to dress up. But if we going to some, like, movie theater type, bro. I'm not fit to go all out,
bro.
Mean ass Marvel hoodie. Get the fuck out of here,
bro. Listen,
I got Iron Man on my shit,
bro. If you go to the movies, a Nike sweatsuit, an Adidas sweatsuit, a Champion sweatsuit is fucking okay. If you
why is it okay to wear a Champion now?
Because why would I wear a three-piece suit to a movie theater?
No, why the hell we wear a three-piece suit to that
series? Because if you really like this woman, you're gonna dress up to the T. And if it's like a Rupert Steakhouse on the first night, I hope that you're not wearing a Nike sweatsuit.
But this is my thing. When you pulled that woman, you wasn't even wearing that.
Bro, you didn't say that. You didn't say any of that.
See,
that's common sense. If you're going on a date, you had to have met somewhere.
Juggy, get in here, man.
So
you got a to cut that.
Invite me to the man cave, please.
Here's my thing.
Okay.
We're gonna make this even easier, right? You gotta base how you dress on who you dating. And the reason why I say that is if you're dating somebody from up north and you ain't dressed correctly, bro, you can't be urban.
That shit don't matter.
If you if you're going out with somebody down south, you could probably be comfortable depending on where they grew up at in Florida.
That matters.
It don't matter.
That matters.
It don't matter.
It do matter, dog. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you why. Look.
No, wait. Let me tell you why it don't matter. Bro,
the chicks down here in Texas, be mad wilding on us. Like,
bro,
you can't wear certain things and they going to kill you. You can't
wear
the
pants
in the
like that
in New York.
Bro, listen.
That's the truth. Listen, I'm from
West. I'm not even from New York. I'm originally from Oregon, which is from the West Coast. So I don't give a fuck about what anybody dressed like. As long as you're looking presentable and it matches the vibe that we're going for, okay. You're not about to pull up with me with no Aeropostale across your chest.
No, I don't even feel like black people should be wearing Aeropostale.
No, don't do that because we used to wear Aeropostale in Oregon.
I used to fuck it up. No, I didn't.
Like very much so.
That was all 14 years ago.
No, I don't like him no more.
Juggy, what you got to say, man?
If you know how to put, you look at Don IG. We look at Don IG, he know how to put fits together. So if there's a way to put it, it depends on where you're going. If there's a way you can put the look together the right way and you got the right look, you can pull off, I won't say everything, but you can pull off a lot of different stuff. I've seen people, I got a friend right now. He exclusively shot at the Salvation Army. Okay.
And still be popping
hold out. Hold on. But when he steps out of the house, when you see him and his wife on IG, you would think he live in the Gucci store.
Gucci down to my socks and my Tommy boxes, that's baby. True.
What's
that's
up, Don?
Like, right now, listen.
That shit.
You gotta know, and y'all can ask Don.
Spending $500 on their fucking clothes and don't have $500 for rent.
Bro, I've been watching stories and stuff. Listen, put together the fit the right way, it'll work. Because all you gotta do is have your personality take over for you, you get in front of her, and you're good. But it's a lot of dudes that have to dress to the nines because they don't got no personality. So they have to dress to the nines because they ain't got nothing else.
The point of it, the whole thing is, and thank you for saying that, but the whole point of it is, you, if you're not confident in it, you're not pulling it off, it's not going to translate no matter what you got on. So that's why niggas put all the labels on because they have nothing to bring to the table. But most of the stuff that I have is designer and it's mixed with thrift store stuff, donated.
Let me tell you.
All how you put it together and how you carry it and pull it together. So it's up to you. It doesn't matter how expensive it is. If you ain't pulling, if you whack, you're going to be whack. No matter if it's Pinot Sack or Louis Vuitton. It just says what it is. You can't put lipstick on a pig and call anything different.
Ooh, hello.
I appreciate what you said. Because...
Yo.
Not calling
anybody
a pig.
So, I think going forward, this is what we should do. I've seen a lot of black men killing looks on social media the past, ever since the pandemic started. I think a lot of guys have been more comfortable stepping out in different styles.
I agree.
Now,
Atlanta is different, but okay.
Boy, now I'm not telling
y'all don't need
I'm
to
not telling, if you're heterosexual, I'm not telling you to dress with the Cam Newton capris. I know Cam Newton be wearing the capris to the press conferences with his top hat like he finna challenge Batman with Gotham City WWE heavyweight title. But listen, you can't there. You got to explore with your style until you find something that's picking the interest, that's catching them eyes.
No.
Of whoever it is that you're trying to attract. And it's okay to ask for help. Yeah. I have no problems admitting it. I had to ask for help for my fashion game. I had to ask for help.
I did too. Yeah, I definitely did.
Guess who came along when my fashion game got straight?
Victor.
When I went now. So it's, it's just. Huh?
Never mind. It's a delay on my side. It was a really funny punchline, and y'all missed it. It's cool.
Oh, my bad. So, you got to be able to know your own look. A lot of people don't know their look. They dressed up rusty and crusty, like they working at the Krusty Krab from SpongeBob. You can't go out there like that and expecting to attract premium, Publix premium, women and stuff like that. You can't do it.
Listen, at the end of the day, fellas, we got to look the part. We got to look our best when we're going out here. The name brand, no brand, don't matter. If you can pull it off, pull it off. You got to look your best because first impressions are everything. Because a first impression will get you talked about on social media in a good way or bad way. Now, we're going to leave it at that. Well, Mark, you have one more thing?
No.
We're going to leave it at that.
I agree with what you're saying.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Liquor Talk. We going overtime right now because this is too good of a conversation right now. Yeah. So,
pull you up some more.
Listen,
yes, the guys on the ground, we're going overtime right now because we got some good conversation going on right now. Now, shout out to a fellow podcaster who I pulled this next topic from. What do you think about women who say they want to get married? But yeah, they want to have their own house, like I said, for like 3 or 4 days. They want to go to their own space out of the week, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's the point of getting married if you want to still live in your own place?
So, I'm going to go first.
Let the married man go first.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Jug. You got it.
So, check this out, right? I know that people have different lifestyles. When you're talking about getting married to someone, I want us to think about what being married really means. That means you're intertwined with this other person for the rest of your life. It would be very challenging to build a substantial lifestyle, have kids, have a family, if somebody's not living with you. You're never going to really get to know that person until you live with them. Now, there's some people that say that because they've been through so many traumatic experiences. Hashtag men are trash for a lot of the women that's out there. They've been through so many experiences that they don't want to live in a household with another person. They become so selfish because of the things that they've experienced over their dating careers up to this point in their lives. I'm here to tell you, if you really want to grow with somebody, you really want to say you got it out of the mud and you built an empire with somebody, you're going to have to live with them. It's not easy. It's not supposed to be easy. But if you have good communication and you guys are able to talk through whatever the issues are, you'll be okay. But this thing where people want to live in two different houses and everything, I mean, I'm not going to say it can't work. I'm sure it works for somebody out there, right?
Can I cut in, please?
Go ahead, Don.
Thank you. I don't want to interrupt, but I just want to say I don't know necessarily that not wanting to live with somebody equals being selfish per se. I hear what you're saying, so I'm not trying to cut out your statement. I'm just saying for me, I definitely. If I ever get married, I will have my own place and we'll have a place together. And I'm a kind of person that since I was a child, I've always had to have my own space. I can't be around too much energy at one time. This is who I am. I used to take off running from the house just so I could get away. When I was a kid, I have to be away. So that's never going to happen for me. I knew this lady, she was a client for me. A client that I worked with, I used to style her. She was 60 years old. She had a business. She was rich. Her husband lived in Spain. She lives in Indiana. He lives in Spain. They worked on their separate companies. and they had 1 month, every 3 months, they would go meet up for 1 month at their guest house in like the Bahamas and live there for the whole month. And after that month, she went back to her job and he went back to his, and they just, and they've been there for 20 years. And I was just like, man, what is that like? And then she was just like, I'm not giving up my life for him. He supports me, I support him. We visit each other, but we don't live together until this third time. And I really respected that. I feel like marriage can be whatever you want it to be. It doesn't have to be Adam and Eve up in here. Like, if you just need support from somebody and that's your version of support, then I respect that. That's all I wanted to say.
Listen, I got a question there. It's like, because what I'm thinking when I hear that, I think it's a waste of money. Because why the hell y'all got to live in two separate houses? Why not just get a big enough place where you have your part of the house and I have my part of the house?
If you know I don't want you in the house, I don't want you in the house. And this is what it is.
Because people got big-ass mansions and stuff to where they can... But also, and another question I'd have to put in my mind is, can I trust you to be faithful while you in your apartment, when you in your space?
That's a whole other conversation.
That's a whole different conversation.
That's totally separate outside of that.
Because... Can I speak?
You shouldn't want...
Go ahead, Marco. You got it.
Go ahead.
So I agree with both of you, which is very ironic. So I also feel like I need my partner around, but I also feel like I also need my space. But we also created, we also like got this house that's big enough for both of us. So I can have my office and do what I need to do here, create my YouTube videos and have conversations like this. And they also know that when I leave here, we don't need to talk about this. Like, it's my space. I do what I want to do. And it's not like me cheating or talking about you or doing this, that, and the third. But you also have your space also. And I'm not going to question you of what you're doing or what you got going on. Like, but we also live in the same household.
That's the thing. Living in the same house is not going to stop somebody from cheating on you. So that conversation needs to be had before y'all even get to the point of having separate places. Like, me want to be around does not mean I want to go out and roam the streets. It means I want to be on myself regardless of who it is. I can't think of one person in my entire family that I would want to choose to live with. If I can live alone and have and afford to go see people when I want to and fly people in to visit, that's great. But I love my space. I love being solo. So I don't think that equals I want to do something. So, and if you want, I want you to have your space. And when we get together, we have it. We can see each other anytime. But living together, I don't think you have to do that to have a solid relationship. I don't think it's a waste. So, I think.
Y'all want to get in here?
Side note: it goes back to me having personal time, us having sex, and you having your own personal time. That's it. That's all.
What y'all thought?
I just want to say one quick thing. If you don't have kids, then what Don B just talked about is possible. But if you do plan, if you do plan on having kids,
no.
Then you probably going to live in the same room. Marco, we know you ain't going to have no kids, but we already got that, huh?
We understand you, Marco.
Bruh, ain't no kids coming from Marco de Prince at all.
We get it, Marco. We get it. You ain't gonna have no kids.
Put it on a t-shirt.
But the thing about it is,
no kids over here.
Dale, come on, man. Come on. I know you're going in and out, but I know you want to hop in here.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I've been sitting here. I'm like in my trip. Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you.
We can hear you. We can't see you.
Okay, so y'all can hear me. So it's a delay on. Yeah, it's a delay on everybody then, because I'm just sitting here, but it keeps doing this weird shit.
Bro. That's how mine was.
Nah, I mean, I'm with it. Like, yeah, I'm cool. If we live together, we live together. We don't. I'm kind of like done. Like, I'm cool by myself. Like, I ain't really fucking about it. Like, I can jump on my game, or I can go podcast or do shit with my kids. Like, but when it comes to marriage, man, I don't really see the point of that. Like, you coming together as one. So everything kind of should be, you know, split down the middle, per se. Like, do everything together. Of course, you still have your space and time and shit like that. That's organized. Like, y'all just had a communication, dog. You don't have to live. You don't have to get a 5-bedroom mansion. It's just two of y'all. Like, come on.
Yes, we do. Whatever, because we have your room. I have my room.
You get a 1-bedroom apartment. I get a 1-bedroom apartment, and we visit each other. We need a 5-bedroom mansion. We just need.
Yeah, it's nothing. But I'm saying, if y'all married, I'm saying if it gets to a point where y'all married, then I don't understand it. If it's like y'all been together this long and y'all live in two separate houses, then y'all get married and still live the same life. Why the fuck y'all get married?
Yes. And you know what I feel like? I feel like if you have a separate place to get married, I feel like...
What is the purpose of getting married? That's weird.
It's legal at this point. It's legal reasons. If you have assets to protect, like, it's almost easier to get married just so you can make sure everything's protected. It's more of a contractual thing. I hate them. Like, I'm not trying to, like, take away, like, the sanctity of marriage and all that stuff. But I do think it's different for different people. I'm sorry. Like, I think that there's no, you can still love somebody.
That's a fact.
Love your own, like, space in your life. I don't think you just give up and just become what some people do. I just don't see it that way. I just, it's always viewed it like, maybe one day y'all gonna see me get swept away and be like, all right, I'm giving up everything. I just don't see that happening.
The thing, getting married and getting with somebody is not you giving up everything.
Very freaky. I'm sorry.
Then that means you're just not ready for that.
I'm never gonna be ready. It was never ever a thing about me and a kid or whatever. Like, I've always liked, if I want to go to movies with somebody, I can call somebody and go to the movies. But most of the time, I go by myself. I eat by myself. I like, it's just who I am. And maybe I'm just going hard because I've been single a long time and I'm a single activist, because I feel like it always seems like single people equals we crying ourselves to sleep at night. It's like, no, it's not like that. I can go get somebody to sleep with, you know what I mean? It's not about that. I like my space. And when I want to be in a relationship, I'll be in one. But that's why I just wanted to say that. Because everybody thinks like the goal in life is just to end up getting married. And that's not everybody's goal.
There ain't no goddamn goal.
That's all.
Hell no, that's not no goddamn goal.
It is. They just fucked
up. Y'all speak for yourself. My goal is to get married.
They fucked up the marriage at this point. See? I'm saying they fucked up the perception of marriage at this point.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it's all about how you portray marriage to be. If you find somebody that meets your marriage standards, why not marry them? I'm not about to sit here and just sign papers with anybody that wants to get married. That's not the goal. But if we have deep down conversations and know each other's goals and everything, like, yeah, okay, so I can marry you. I see the positive and the negative in it.
All right, married man, what you think, man? We're going to close right here. Married man, what you think?
I mean, y'all are right. I mean, it's different strokes for different folks. Obviously, you have your traditional marriage nucleus. Marriage these days apparently encompasses a lot of different things. I would say that, to me, there's two things. If you're not having kids, it gives you a very high amount of flexibility, unless you're in an upper middle class income basket or higher. If you have children, more than likely you're going to need to live in the same household just to make everything run like a well-oiled machine. But, you know, some people, you know, like Don said, he could be with somebody who wants to have his own space. If he finds somebody that's okay with that and they have their own space, then more power. You know what I mean? Who's to say that they can't or shouldn't be able to do that, especially in a free country? So, I mean, for me, I wouldn't want to live in another household and be married to somebody. To me, that defeats the purpose of what I believe that marriage is. But, you know, Don described a scenario of former client or whatever. She has a business. He has a business in another country, in another part of the world, as a matter of fact. They make it work. So if you find somebody that matches where you're at mentally, then yeah, I guess that could work. So
yes. At the end of the day, people, you got to find somebody you can make it work with. If you can trust this person to be faithful to you while still in their own space, make it work. Do what the fuck makes it work, no matter what. Don't live your life based on someone else's opinion. Now, we just gave our opinions, but you don't have to take that run with it. You can take it with a grain of salt, you know what I'm saying? But do what the fuck makes it work for you, because, like I said, it's like, I feel like you'll be wasting money, but if you can convince me, I'll go with it. And if I can trust you to be faithful, then yeah, we in there. You know what I'm saying? We in there. We good on it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Look and Talk. The more you drink, the better we sound. Now, fellas, I got one last question for you. And this comes from a fellow podcaster. Shout out to the Melanin Hour. Shout out to Amber Lane, this beautiful chick holding it down there in California. Her husband's from Juggie's hometown. So you know what that tells me in my single life? That that the woman that's what I think. But her question to the man was, and we're gonna wrap this up with this: how do you know you're in love with somebody? That was her question to the black man. Yeah, she asked. Ooh, she asked a really good question.
Let me get my word. I'm
gonna
go last.
Man, I'll simple it up for everybody. Man, go listen to Lauryn Hill. Nothing even matters. There you go.
That's it. That's
okay, it. Del Peter. Simple.
You're not even on camera to say that.
Well, my bad. It ain't me. I'm on here though. I can't do nothing. I can't do nothing. But not real, man. I think. As far as a man, dog, is just, I got to say, man, a woman that like genuinely, a mature woman that genuinely loves a man will do any and everything for him. But a man that isn't mature within himself will destroy the world just for the woman he loves. You got to understand that ain't good. Like a lot of these guys be in love with these women and rather like beat up another nigga or be violent about something. It's like, nah, man, if a woman is your world, shit, even when it rains, the sun's supposed to shine. So nothing even matters when you're in love with a woman. That's just what it is.
I think for me, you know, when I knew my wife was the one, was when I knew that I was willing to do anything for her. Every time I thought about her, I thought about our future together. I thought about us building businesses, empires, being out in the community, going on vacations. Everything good that I want to experience in life, I want to experience it with her. And when you get to that point where you're shopping for a ring and you're willing to pay what that ring is, I think that day to day, if you can get with that person day to day and every day is enjoyable. And this is the key part, because after you get married, it's like you got to put in work every day. So you have to really genuinely love that person for that to work from deep down inside. Every day you got to get up and say, I want to do life with this person. And if you could say that with a resounding yes, with no doubt, that's when you know you're falling in love. That's my opinion.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. Don, what you think?
For me, I again have different experience. I have not married, and I haven't really had a whole bunch of it. I mean, it's online. I've had experiences, but I think if I'm thinking about the time, like, I guess in my life where I was, like, really in love, if you will, I think it's when you just want the best for that person regardless, right? So I didn't realize it at the time, but now looking back on it, it's like, and maybe it's a little bit toxic. I don't know. It's like, even though things didn't work out or whatever, there's not even like, I don't have any kind of like ill will towards this person. I'm always just like, I can, you know, get on, we all, you know, drink and scroll up Facebook at 3 o'clock in the morning and reminisce and do all that and accidentally double tap something and get to unlike it, like that kind of thing. But I'm genuinely happy for this person. I was like, oh wow, I guess that's like, it's not infatuation. I really do love that person. Like, I didn't realize it until, you know, after the fact. I mean, I knew that. I didn't know how the depth of it, I guess I would say. But that's, for me, what it is. When just you, what you really, it's like unconditional. You really want the best for them. You don't wish anything towards them. Like, you just, it's just like, even though it's not me, I'm happy it's somebody, hopefully. Like, just, you know, always on your mind. Like, that's what it is for me.
I don't know if that's that makes sense. Marco, what you think?
Y'all gonna make me cry over here.
Don't start crying,
though. No. for me, it's all about like feeling secure in like the thing that we have built. It's not anybody from the outside, because I have dealt with that before. But it's more of the emotional connection. Like, if I can do things for you emotionally, if you can do things for me emotionally, like, I'm there for it. I just want to give my all to the person that I'm with, that I'm going to marry, that I'm married to, and like all this shit. Like I don't want any second guesses. I don't want to have to think about like, oh, is this person doing this or this doing this? Or like my third eye is literally speaking for itself. And like, that's how I know I love somebody. Like I don't got a second guess on anything that we're going through, whether it's you not calling me, or when I call you, you don't answer, or when I text you, you don't answer in a certain amount of time. Like, I just know that within a certain amount of time that you're going to respond. And that's how I know I'm in love with somebody, because you invest in me and I invest in you.
That's real. That's real. Now, how I know I'm in love with somebody? If I'm patient with you, because Lord knows my weakness is patience. And if I can stop seeing, I can stop looking for me in you, I know I'm in love with you. Because like I said, if I can be patient with you, if I know that, hey, we're going to make something happen, if I know that my effort is not being wasted, that's how I know I'm in love. And that's going to push me to go harder for you. That's how I feel like I know I'm in love. Have I hit that point yet? No, because I'm like Don. I'm just like chilling, you know what I'm saying? I haven't met nobody to push me to that point, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn if it happens and damn if it don't. What you were saying, Don?
Exactly. I'm just saying, you know, I'm singles activist. I believe in relationships. I'm not against relationships. I believe in them. They're beautiful. I love them. I've been in, like, I'm the person that gets called to be in the weddings. I've been in probably 6 weddings in the past 5 years. I love stuff like that. I'm all for it, but I just want people to invest in themselves and love themselves and not feel like they have to be, they're not worthy if they're not with somebody. It's just like, no, complete yourself first. And then when you get with somebody, hopefully they're complete and it'll be amazing. I just think that if nothing's wrong with taking your time and doing your own self stuff, I know that I have things to work on. So I'm not going to inflict it on anybody else. And I don't want this shit inflicted on me. And then once I'm great, the right person will come. But I'm not crying myself to sleep at night up in this bitch. Like, we're good over here. So that's all I want to put that out there. Like, you can be single and be happy and live your fucking life and not be hoeing around. Or just, you can just be single. Just do that and improve.
Yes, you can. You definitely can. And like I say, you definitely can just be yourself, because singles, we ain't around here miserable and stuff. Just because we speak about our experiences, that doesn't mean we're single. And another way I can tell I'm in love with somebody, I feel the potential with this person, is if I can see their weakness and want to help them work on it. You know what I'm saying? And I know that they'll help me work on my weaknesses, because so many people will see your weakness and haul ass and then tell you, that's why you're fucking single right there. They'll just throw it in your face, you know what I'm saying? Instead of trying to help you build and help you become a better person, you know? But ladies and gentlemen, I hope y'all have enjoyed the guys only round. Dale P, hey man, thank you for rocking with us, man. I hope you enjoyed your first Liquor Talk experience. If you want to come back on with the fellas, you just let me know. We'll make it happen, dog.
I want to say I hate him, but I love him also.
Damn, what I do? Hey, that's cool, right, man. I like that. That's cool.
No, you're welcome back. You should thank you for your time.
Like, truth be told, you're welcome back.
Yeah, man, it's
all love. All right, man. Yeah, you definitely welcome back, man. And Del P, like I tell everybody, I might be in Florida, but I'm a DM away, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely appreciate you having me on the Man Cave. So, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, we do this every month, you know what I'm saying? Now, listeners, the next time you get all of us together, it will be the season 3 finale of Liquor Talk. The next time, it will be the season finale of yet another season of Liquor Talk.
Yeah, for sure.
But everybody, hey, tell me, how can the people get a hold of you, man?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, directly on Instagram, man, at mancave.delp. Or DLP _0810. But like you say, Vic tell you, man, if you DM me, I'm going to respond right then and there. I don't really, people be acting like they can't respond, like they too busy, man. You see their shit. So I'm all about getting my people out there. So I'm going to DM away anything you need. I'm pretty much there.
That's real. That's real. And fellas, Don, Marco, Juggy, I want to thank y'all for rocking with me because we've been doing this thing for a while. It's nice to have all of us together for the first time in forever. You know what I'm saying?
Can I tag myself?
Yeah, high key, man. I've been looking forward to this. It's been a great night.
What did
he
say?
Nothing. It's
all right. Yes, I've been foaming at
Marco. Marco say I ain't gonna be the only one getting plugged tonight.
Marco, everybody should know if people been listening to Look and Talk for a while, they should know how to get hold of Marco.
Nah, but what about the new viewers? They don't know how to get to me though.
But wait, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, so we're not going to get shouted out? Okay, I got right.
No. Listen. Y'all been talking. That's cool.
Hey,
for the people that listen to this for the first time, Marco, how can the people get a hold of you?
Yo, you already know who it is. It's Mr. Hear Me Out himself, Marco the Prince, and you already know I'm back here with the shits. You can find me on all the socials at Marco the Prince. That is MarcoDePrence. Holla at your boy. I'm busy and booked, but just know if you send me a DM, I will respond. It might be 2 weeks, but I will respond. That's the motive of the story. I will respond.
Don, how can people get at you?
Y'all, I can follow me at The Don B on all the platforms, THEE Don B. Also, please follow the Independent Dream Factory on all platforms as well as independentdreamfactory.com to keep up with everything we're doing. And our podcast, Off Black the Podcast, is on hiatus, but she's, you know, getting her plastic surgery on with fixing her up, getting her BBL and getting her fixed up, and she'll be ready to go in about 6 months. But the B-Spot is active. I just dropped an episode today about the artist Pink, so definitely check that out wherever you get your podcast. And thank you for having me.
All right, Juggy, how can the people get a hold of you, man?
Appreciate the love. It's at BOJ Bowling on Instagram, at BOJ Bowling. On Twitter, it's also at BOJ Bowling. It's just the same. And I have a new YouTube channel, JD for the W.
If you
want to know more about it, just check it out for me again. JD for the W. Appreciate all support. Thank you, Don. And Marco, Del P. Big, it's been a pleasure.
And ladies and gentlemen, y'all already know what it is. This is Look and Talk Podcast on Instagram, on YouTube. Go ahead and follow your boy. And thank you all for making it to the end. I hope y'all are nice and lit. Go be great in the world. And until the next time you get Look and Talk, we are out this thing. Deuces, ladies and gentlemen.
Gang, 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 gang.